Fascinated by physics, Stephen concentrated in the subject at Oxford's University College, but did not distinguish himself. He partied, took a great interest in rowing, and studied only an hour or so a day. Moving on to Cambridge for graduate work in relativity, he found the going rough, partly because of some puzzling physical problems. He stumbled frequently and seemed to be getting clumsy. Doctors soon gave him the bad news. He had ALS. It would only get worse, and there was no cure. Hawking was overwhelmed. Before long, he needed a cane to walk, was drinking heavily and ignoring his studies. "There didn't seem to be much point in completing my PhD," he says. Then Hawking's luck turned. The progress of the disease slowed, and Einsteinian space-time suddenly seemed less formidable. But what really made the difference, he says, was that I got engaged to Jane, who was studying modern languages at Cambridge. This gave me something to live for. As he explains, if we were to get married, I had to get a job. And to get a job, I had to finish my PhD. I started working hard for the first time in my life. To my surprise, I found I liked it. What particularly interested Stephen was singularities, strange beasts predicted by general relativity. Einstein's equations indicated that when a star several times larger than the Sun exhausts its nuclear fuel and collapses, its matter crushes together at its center with such force that it forms a singularity, an infinitely dense point with no dimensions and irresistible gravity. A voluminous region surrounding the singularity becomes a black hole from which, because of that immense gravity, nothing, not even light, can escape.